Distilled is a production of Chemical Processing. Chemical Processing focuses on serving engineers, designing, and operating plants in the chemical industry.
Welcome to Distilled News, a Chemical Processing production, where we review some of the latest articles trending on chemicalprocessing.com. I'm your host, Jonathan Katz, Executive Editor of Chemical Processing. ExxonMobil Corp. isn't bidding farewell to fossil fuels, but the company is executing a strategy that blends traditional oil and gas activities with low-carbon solutions. Wade Maxwell, Vice President of Engineering at ExxonMobil Technology and Engineering Company, commented on the company's efforts around sustainability during his keynote address at the ARC Advisory Group Forum on February 6th in Orlando. ExxonMobil announced three agreements in 2023 to capture and store CO2 from third parties, including fertilizer, steel, and industrial gas producers on the U.S. Gulf Coast. Maxwell said the first of those projects will begin in 2025. He also alluded to the company's July 2023 acquisition of CO2 pipeline operator Denbury for $4.9 billion as another key development in its carbon capture and storage efforts. Direct air capture, or DAC, is another technology that Maxwell highlighted as a potential game changer for industrial emissions. This technology overcomes the constraints of conventional carbon capture methods by extracting CO2 directly from the atmosphere from any location, not just at the point of emission. Maxwell said that the primary challenge with DAC is cost. The company is working with researchers and engineers to commercialize the technology and lower the cost. Maxwell also highlighted the role of digital technologies such as artificial intelligence in the development of sustainable solutions. Exxon has deployed AI to create subsurface models and is using it to optimize carbon sequestration at injection sites. Generative AI is another technology in the mix, helping the company leverage data more effectively. As we turn to environmental health and safety, a U.S. District Court judge recently sentenced three Didion milling officials, including Vice President of Operations Derek Clark, to prison for their role in a fatal explosion at the mill operated by the company. On May 31, 2017, a fire at the corn mill in Cambria, Wisconsin, led to a series of combustible dust explosions in the facility, killing five workers and seriously injuring others. Judge James D. Patterson for the Western District of Wisconsin sentenced Clark to 2 years in prison, a year of supervised release, and a $5,000 fine. Clark was convicted for conspiring to falsify documents and certifications relating to dust cleaning practices in the mill. Also sentenced were former environmental manager Joseph Winch, who received 2 years in prison, 2 years of supervised release, and a $10,000 fine for conspiring to falsify Didion's environmental compliance certifications. Former Food Safety Superintendent Sean Messner also received a two-year sentence and a year of supervised release for conspiring to commit fraud and falsify Didion's sanitation log. Judge Patterson also sentenced three former shift superintendents, Anthony Hess, Joel Niemeyer, and Michael Bright, who were convicted of crimes relating to falsification of Didion's sanitation log. More studies on the harmful effects of plastic waste continue to catch the attention of environmentalists and industry groups. Plastics containing harmful chemicals, including bisphenols and per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, resulted in approximately $250 billion in increased healthcare costs for the U.S. in 2018. This was according to a study released last month by the National Institute of Health and the environmental nonprofit Passport Foundation. The costs are equivalent to 1.22% of the gross domestic product in the U.S., the study's authors note. The study, published January 11th in the Journal of Endocrine Society, shows that endocrine-disrupting chemicals, or EDCs, in plastics are linked to cancer, diabetes, and various endocrine diseases. The chemicals can leach and contaminate humans and the environment, according to the report. The authors called on global plastics treaty stakeholders to include interventions that reduce EDC exposure to protect public health and the environment. And on the research front, Frank Zappa once warned people not to eat the yellow snow. but researchers from Linnaeus University in Sweden and the Indian Institute of Technology Madras in India say urine could hold the key to battery recycling. The process involves a solvent composed of two chemicals, one sourced from urea found naturally in urine, and the other derived from acetic acid. The primary challenge of the new solvent, in contrast to commonly employed techniques for cobalt recycling, lies in its ability to operate at significantly lower temperatures, 180 degrees Celsius versus 1400 degrees Celsius for conventional commercial options, says Ian Nichols, professor of chemistry at Linnaeus University. Cobalt is in high demand and is projected to continue its upward trend, according to a news release from Linnaeus University. But the recycling rate for discarded batteries remains quite low. The research team says their process can recover about 97% of the cobalt in a lithium-ion battery. That's it for this month's edition of Distilled News. Visit chemicalprocessing.com for more insights, and don't forget to register for our morning briefing and Chemical Processing weekly newsletters. Until next time, stay informed, stay inspired, and let's shape the future of chemistry together. Thank you, and goodbye.